Hi there, and welcome back to the Hello Personality podcast, where we use self-discovery tools, such as personality typology and core gifts, to help you come home to who you really are, so that you can live each day focusing your time and energy on what matters most. This is Leslie McDaniel, and this is Season 6, Episode 4, and we're continuing to explore core gifts this season and the tremendous positive impact that knowing your core gift can have in your life. So just as a reminder, your core gift is your unique purpose and contribution in all areas of your life. And it's not identified from a list or a test, but instead it's identified through the core gift discovery process, which includes an interview that captures your words, and your gift comes directly from this process, and it's stated in your words alone. So therefore, no two gifts or the way that they're given are exactly the same. If you want to make sure that you're saying yes to the things that truly matter most, your core gift will be your guide. Now, we're meeting a few people this season to help you understand more about core gifts and the ways in which they impact your life. And in this episode, we meet Myrna. Myrna Jackson is the owner of Metamorphosis Coaching and Consulting, and she's also an author and a leadership coach and consultant. Myrna established Metamorphosis to help leaders unleash their full potential and step powerfully into the lives they desire. Myrna is an entrepreneur, wife of more than 30 years, a mother, and a native of Washington, D.C. She's a successful business leader in commercial and government industries with over 20 years of experience, wisdom and lessons learned, and a proven ability to help organizations, teams, and individuals get the clarity needed to set goals, create alignment, and achieve. Now, I just finished this conversation with Myrna, and to be honest, I teared up several times because what she shared resonated so deeply with me. So I really think you're going to love this conversation, and you're going to learn a lot about the importance of your core gift and becoming aware of our gift so that we can give it consciously. Okay, so I'll be back after this conversation with some final thoughts. Let's go ahead and dive in with Myrna. Hi, Myrna. Thank you so much for being here on the Hello Personality podcast.
It is a pleasure to be here, Leslie.
Wonderful. I'm really looking forward to our conversation that we're about to have. But the first thing I'd love to know is what motivated you to explore this idea of core gifts or to find out your core gift?
Well, I was introduced to the core gifts program by a fellow coach, leadership coach, and mentor of mine. And we happened to have done a purpose, what we called a purpose retreat for women at some point. And it was through that retreat that was reinforced for me the importance of purpose in my life, and just sort of settling on a definition of it that was real to me. And that is how gifts and talents come together to produce, make a change in the world, or impact the world in a particular way. And she somehow was introduced to core gifts and went through the program, got the certification, reached out to me and said, "You've got to do this. You're going to want to include it in your work. And it is such a reflection of what I know you believe in." And the rest is history.
Yeah. So this importance of purpose you talked about, is that something that you've seen throughout your whole life? Or was it kind of a sudden insight in this retreat? Like, oh, I really need to start thinking about my purpose.
No, it has been sort of a nagging, evolves to a calling, just sort of like in my soul, believing that there's some deeper meaning way of connecting all people in the world. I feel like I've always had this gift of believing from a very young age in seeing someone and believing in what they believe in. And just the idea that we're all so individually different. But bringing what those differences together is what's missing in the world, to be honest. And that if everyone could just connect with what I believe I see when I meet people instantly, that what could result from that is just this connecting and contributing to this wonderful, wonderful world. So I've always believed in it, but maybe couldn't put context around it.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. It sounds like it was a through line throughout your life. Yeah. So what is your core gift, if you would be willing to share that with us?
Absolutely. So it's helping others feel seen, valued, and empowered. And I could go on to share how I give it.
Yes,
part of the statement is that, and I give it by helping them establish relationships built on truth, unconditional love and trust, always remembering that it's the journey that matters and that faith is the foundation for everything.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. How did you feel just now saying that out loud?
I could, every time I say it out loud, I feel it in me. It is so such a reflection of what I believe in. Mm. Even though I may not have the opportunity to demonstrate it at every point of my life, depending on where I may be turning, work or, you know, versus wife, mother. But it is a statement that just resonates with the core of who I am, for sure.
Yeah. And was that true at the very first moment when you, when the statement came together as well?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When I read it, tears came to my eyes because I could feel that, yes, this is the difference. These are the characteristics of me that reflect the difference that I want to make in the world, help other, point others to truth, unconditional love. Yes, I could connect right away.
Yeah. And how did it feel? How did this statement feel different than maybe other methods or ways that you had gone about trying to figure out, like, what is my purpose and what is really the unique thing about me that's important? How is it different?
I think that it landed differently because of maturity, experience. I think if I uncovered it 10 years ago, it would not have not connected because it wasn't true, but it would not have connected because the part about the journey is very real. Mm-hmm. And that it's the journey that helps you recognize the battle scars, the successes, wherever those are what help you recognize this is the pain, you know, that we know about that this is what I'm here to give from that standpoint.
Yeah. So it sounds like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so let me know if this doesn't resonate, but it sounds like maybe the richness of that statement wouldn't have been there maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago because the journey wasn't what it has been.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Right on point. I would not have lived it.
Mm, yeah. So you mentioned your role as a mother and some of the other areas of your life. How have you seen this gift, not just in your work, and you can talk about that as well if you'd like, but how have you seen it play out in all areas of your life?
So this about seen, valued, and empowered is about making myself accessible. I've been married for more than 30 years. I have a daughter who's 29 years old. And when I think about the part of me that I gave to them to help them see who they are through maybe my experiences with them and giving and having the opportunity to help them know what it means to be heard, seen, valued, and that's not in perfection. Unconditional love is about not seeing you through the reflection of what you've done, but constantly reinforcing you're not what who you are is not what you've done. And so I have maybe overgiven to some degree myself in deference to wanting my husband and my daughter to know everything they were. But those were the gifts in the younger Myrna activated, and they are still activated today, but maybe just better managed so that I don't deplete myself in support of giving the gift away.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up, because there is this understanding that we've learned about and seen in our own lives with our core gift that it can be used in kind of negative ways, or it can be overused, or it can be used in times when it's not really all that helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. So you also mentioned that being heard and seen and valued, and helping other people to have that experience. And something else that we know from our training is that our core gift is always connected to some kind of life experience that was difficult or a challenge. And so I'm wondering, is that something that you've also wanted in your life, to be heard and seen and valued?
Absolutely. And so, you know, just a little bit about my story. I'm a native Washingtonian. There's not a lot of us still living in the, you know, the Washington, D.C. area. I grew up very small family, humble beginnings, one brother. So just the two of us. But my brother was born with a condition that caused my parents really to have to focus most of their attention on him. He died at 28, but most of his life was spent with my parents, working within the medical system to try to get, you know, get the help that he needed. While that was happening along the way, though, there wasn't a lot of conversation with me, of how sick my brother was and what it was taking in order for my family to give him what he needed at that time. So what it left me with was feeling very neglected. And I wrote a book about this. And I wonder, had I known, if I would have had the benefit of knowing what truth was, that I could have taken that journey with them. I've always been an incredibly empathic person. And I fully believe that I could have been a part of the team to help support what my brother needed. But nonetheless, I was on the side feeling like I was less than. And in a world where there was, you know, it was a safer place to leave me in a hospital sitting on a bench because I wasn't old enough to visit my brother in the hospital. Very lonely, because that is what it took at that time for my parents to do and be what they needed to. So absolutely, during that period, I didn't feel valued, didn't feel heard, desired the truth of what was really going on around me. And so at a very, very young age, I felt what I'm willing to give back now, because I missed it for many, many years.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story with us.
Yeah.
And yeah, it makes sense that from those experiences, the root of your motivation to give this to other people was born.
Yes.
And yeah. You mentioned too that you'd written a book about it. What's the name of your book for the listener in case they want to check that out?
Yeah. So the name of the book is, thank you for asking that, is Boomerang. And it is named that because I am of the baby boomer generation. And I had an experience with those same parents that I talked about that in 2020 caused me to recognize that both of my parents had a form of dementia. It was COVID that uncovered that.
Oh, wow.
And so I call it a walk through the journey, through the wilderness of dementia with my parents. It resulted in the death of my father, unfortunately, and tragically. But it was also an opportunity because I was able to forgive that they gave me all of what they could at that time. And so I find this responsibility and what I call is the boomerang that went from them up in the air and back to me to be fully responsible for them abruptly, and an opportunity to help them feel seen, heard, and valued in a very, very tough space and unconditionally loved. And that is what the book is about. And it's a calling to families to recognize that parents are living longer now. And there's an opportunity to see things through the lens of what is actually happening and maybe not necessarily to what feels good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that speaks to the truth that you mentioned earlier as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I love you answered my question before I even asked, and it was going to be, how did you see your gift playing out in this, you know, difficult experience? And it sounds like for you, at least, there was an opportunity to allow that gift to be given back, even when it maybe didn't feel so good, or maybe when it was difficult or painful in a lot of ways. Does that feel true for you?
It does. And maybe from a place that didn't feel fair.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get it. But that unconditional love that is rooted in my statement is what I had to give back no matter what I didn't give. Because that's what unconditional love is all about. It's unconditional.
Yeah.
And so I found it and was able to, it didn't happen initially, but from the pain and the turmoil, I mean, I wouldn't begin to try to describe what it was like to take the journey. But from that place that I could settle in and release what was and be everything I could be during that time, there was just this unleashed, heartfelt, deep love for my parents and responsibility to care for them that was like a parent to it's almost hard to explain, but it shifted from I'm the little girl and these are the parents to I'm responsible for these two. And I will do what I can, whatever I can, to take care of them.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And I would suspect too, the journey that you were talking about earlier prepared you for, or allowed you to get to that place, that maybe if that had happened earlier in your life, maybe you would have had a different response, or do you feel like it would have been the same?
I think it would have had a different response.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And as difficult and painful as that sounds like that was, you know, part of your gift is knowing that you are uniquely gifted to give this particular gift, that no one else can give it in the way that you can, or doesn't have the same how in the way they give it as other people. So yeah, that's really beautiful that you recognize that and kind of stood up, I guess, to take on that responsibility and to live out your gift in that life. Yeah.
Absolutely. And with my mom, as my father is deceased, I mentioned, there is this opportunity to love her from a place that I could never, ever have imagined. It is a new and very different relationship and what is called for at this point in my life right now. And I also would want to share that the gift statement I found after this all happened.
Yeah.
And it took me a moment. I didn't find the gift in connection to what happened. I'm not thinking of when I actually took the course, but the statement came and then the reflection behind, and then just sort of this awareness of how deeply rooted that statement is in me when I go back to look, not just at that situation, but others in my life. It's just such a wonderful thing to know yourself and then get the validation by reflecting on what it may look or not look like.
Yeah. 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 That's so fantastic. I'm remembering I had a client just email me a couple hours ago about this, what you just said, being able to look back over her life and see all the instances in which her gift has played out. And yes. It sounds like, yeah, for you, it's like it brought a much deeper awareness to your life. And again, talking about the thread through your life, you could kind of see it woven through your life's experiences.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And as a result of that, I'll share that in the about the author area of the book, my gift statement appears there. Mm-hmm. Not in this way, but in a way that's appropriate, but just describing what is true about me that is not just about what I do as a coach, a leadership coach and trainer, but who I am, from the essence of who I am is this, which is what feeds what I do.
Yeah. And the book was that written before you discovered the core gift statement format?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Well, no, because the statement is I did wrote the book after discovering gift, and then it became such a core part of and more context that it appears now as a part of about the author.
Yeah.
I just had not created the statement prior to going through the journey that I have.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing, and you can tell me if this sounds true for you, that your core gift, the understanding of your core gift and the awareness of it has also impacted your relationships with other people. You spoke about your mom. I'm wondering if that's true in other areas of your life as well.
Yes, it is. It is a reflection of how I show up. And the more mature I get, I am settled and fully showing up as a part of what this statement says about who I am, that grounded in truth. And when all else fails, when it's, you know, what I'm moving towards or guiding others to move towards does not manifest itself in that way. That's where faith comes in. That it's not about ever giving up because it's not what you thought it should be. But then you step back and allow life to show you what it will be. Mm-hmm. And there's always a miracle embedded in that. And so, I can't think of a relationship where it doesn't manifest itself. But what I do recall is operating as a young leader in corporate America, not having context around what makes me who I am and wanting to show up like others or what way may make others feel comfortable and the disconnect that comes with that. And I mean, like right now I can feel it when maybe, sharing the truth about what is actually happening, what I feel about it, I didn't do because it didn't seem appropriate around fear, something around fear that caused me not to do it. And so I know what it means to the dissonance that gets created as a result of not, you may not know it, but there's something you're not standing in that is about a value that you know is true, and how that doesn't feel good. But as I mature, I don't resist that because I know it is rooted in good, like it's truth that's rooted in good and love. And it can't be conveyed, as you indicated earlier. It can't be done any other way than the way I was, the reason I was and the way that I was built to do it.
Yeah.
So if I don't do it, then it doesn't get done. Hmm. That's what I remember, man. There's a deficit if I don't stand in the truth about why I was created the way I was created.
Yeah. So with that sounds like an implied difference in your relationship with yourself as well. Does that feel true?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that never stops. Right? It never stops. But what the statement can do is evolve into something deeper, based off of what I continue to find, the treasure I continue to find internally. Mm-hmm. But it never becomes false. It just becomes more true. And it's so great to have a statement that I can ground myself in as I evolve in my life. So yes, it does continue to reflect just growth and insight and confirmation within myself.
Yeah. So one of the things I think that I'm finding and that I see as helpful for others is to use your core gift statement as like a filter for making decisions about your life. Is that something you've done as well? And how has that worked for you?
So I do use it as a filter. And when the decision can be made in alignment with that filter and what I know to be true, about its connection to me, it's great. I'd be remiss if I don't acknowledge that there are times that even when I know it, I have to make the decision that it doesn't align, but this is, and I know this is why it feels this way, but it may not always put me in a position where I can make a decision. I don't own the decision enough to be able to do it. And for me, it's still in an invaluable place to be, to know this feels the way it feels because it goes against what I know to be true. And I manage whatever that decision is, knowing that, minimizing the risk and impact from that standpoint. But I don't always control the ability to say yes or no only because it aligns.
Got it. Yeah. So I want to make sure I understand what you're saying, and let me know if this is not a good summary, but it sounds like that you have the statement and you do desire to use it as a filter, but then you know there's times when you don't. But the difference in the times you don't choose it, maybe you say yes to something that doesn't align with your gift, for example, that you have an awareness now of that disconnect. You have an awareness of the dissonance between, oh, I said this, but it doesn't actually align, and here's why. Does that feel true and accurate for you?
It does. The only thing I would want to emphasize is that there are times when it's not that I'm choosing, that I'm making a choice not to, when I could reverse it. I am in a situation where I have to make that choice.
I see. Yeah.
There are times that I have to contribute, participate in a space that's collective, that is not in alignment with where my gifts are, where I feel, but it doesn't mean it's not, it can't be effective for whatever that purpose is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
I think so. I'm wondering, and I think probably a lot of people could find themselves in that type of situation. And I'm wondering, and if this is not true, that's totally okay. But I'm wondering if in that, within that time, you see that it's kind of this experience or the situation that you have to be involved in doesn't align with your gift. I'm wondering if there are ways that you do find to use your gift, even if you can't control some of those other circumstances. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
It does. And typically, my reason for being a part of whatever it is, and I could give examples, I just, it would cause me to have to be a little more detailed than I really would want to. Sure. But what I would say is, it's the gift that made the connection. Mm-hmm. So I will be giving from that standpoint. But the core of why the thing exists or I am there may not completely be in alignment.
Yeah.
And so I do the thing that I committed to and hope that maybe in it, what I gave will immerse, disperse itself and show something different. But while I'm there, I don't feel fully a part of something that aligns with what matters most to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And these are, you're thinking of situations that are really kind of out of your control, situations that you find maybe a system that you're within or something of that sort.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think that's a really important point. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about that? And if you feel complete, that's okay. But is there anything else you want to say about that before we move on?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would want to close the statement with, I don't believe life ever offers complete zero sum games either. I can do and be everything that resonates with me in this or not. And that I have learned over time that only looking for the silver lining and only agreeing to contribute where I see one can also come with a risk or a sacrifice that is questionable. And so I guess I don't regret it. I don't have any regrets for making a decision to give the one part of my gift where there may be some dissonance and discomfort with what it means to be a part of the entire system. I always believe that the decision to do the one thing has left a thing that I was supposed to give. Mm-hmm. And so I do feel complete by that. And I don't, there's never any regrets, only learning.
Yeah. Yeah. That may perhaps speak to that journey part again of your, yes. of your gift.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. So there's a couple questions I wanted to ask, and you may have just answered one, but I wanted to ask, like, what types of situations or experiences or things in your life help your gift thrive, and what things kind of starve it and cause it to, or make it hard to use, I guess. Again, you may have answered that, but if you have anything further and about the thriving part, I'd love to know.
When I allow my gift to lead from my heart, the impact is almost tangible. Just opportunities where I'm in flow, or I know I'm here, and again, this gift is almost speaking words. Yes, so you're helping, creating value in a person, not necessarily in a thing, but someone walked away and they thought they couldn't, and now they know they can. And gosh, just the whole gift statement process of helping someone uncover, so confirming that it's good. That's where the thrive is, where I find it can be a little tricky is when I start thinking about it, when I start second guessing. Mm. Is this true? Is it real? I can be a very left-brained, logical. A lot of my career has been around the success of processes and logic and statistics, right? The sort of data. Mm-hmm. And they're two different sides of the brain. Mm-hmm. And I was very successful in corporate, being a relied upon statistical, logic, rational person. And when I left that world, it took some effort for me to rely on a whole different part of me that is a reflection of the essence in me of who I am that can contribute to just a flipping around of the whole scenario from you can empower those things by standing in who you are from a values standpoint. And it took some work to do that. So I hope that answered. Thriving when I'm in there, leading with my heart, not allowing my mind to second guess. But when I go in with the measures and thoughts and logic, and it can mask the truth behind it.
Yeah, that's 1,000% answers my questions. Really beautiful wisdom, I think, as well for anyone with their gift and leading from their heart. And when they get in their head about it, then it can cause some confusion and can cause some analysis. And yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. So as we get ready to wrap up, is there anything else that you feel is important to know about your gift or about you, maybe that you didn't have the opportunity to say yet?
I don't believe it's unsaid, but I believe it's important to embrace and somehow find hope in the pain of the story. It's so hard to hear the words or almost say them and know that someone could be deep in a valley, but that there is such promise and purpose in the valley. And that there's an opportunity to just focus on getting out of it And there can be a little bit of a different focus on it and what's there in the midst of it that you can take from it and give it away to someone who may be experiencing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I would just say to have more hope that there's some treasure in the valley that is purposeful, that will bring purpose from the pain and clarity of a gift that can be given, that can not just make you feel good, but shift the world around you. Like, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than just the individual pain. It can make a difference in a fallen and very distressed world that we're living in right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that as well. Yeah. Myrna, if someone wanted to learn a little more about you or connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would say the best and the easiest way is to go to my website, and it's Myrna at MyrnaJackson.com. You're not going to find a lot about me through Instagram, or, you know, I'm not a big social network person. But a lot about what matters to me comes from the inside and will be found through connecting with me. So yeah. I would say start there.
Yeah, that's great. Well, do you feel complete with our conversation, or is there anything else you feel that you'd like to say?
So incredibly from the heart, complete and fulfilled and appreciative, incredible gratitude for you giving me the opportunity to share this space with you. It means a lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It means a lot to me as well. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for being here.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Myrna, for sharing the power of your core gift in your life. And I really loved the point that you brought up about once we find our core gift, it doesn't take long to then begin seeing how it's played out through our whole life and to see instances of the ways in which we've given our gift, both in positive ways and in ways that maybe haven't been so helpful, because there's both sides of that to our gift. And growing our consciousness of our gift helps us to become more aware of that. And I also loved how she described that her core gift shines a light on when she's in alignment with it and when she's in a place of dissonance. And it helps her to show up more consciously in those situations. If you're interested in discovering your core gift, just go to hellopersonality.com/core gift. Now, coming up in the next episode, we have another great conversation. We'll meet Sol, who is a life, love, and leadership coach, as well as a university professor of communication. There's much more to learn about Sol and the impact her core gift has had in her life. And that's coming up next in episode 5. I'll see you then. Take care.